Now,
here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Messages and music from the Billboard Music Awards, how you may be able to spend your Sundays with Beyonce, and Infinity War has been dethroned. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Can you really win a lawsuit if you're the one who leaked your own sex tape?
Wiggy has your sports.
And if the Celts don't get tonight, it is going to be a long series.
But first, heartbroken students and teachers head back to Stoughton High School today after four students died in a car crash. So five teens were in the car when it crashed into a tree on Saturday in East Bridgewater. Christopher Desir, Eric Sarbla, and Nick Joyce were pronounced dead at the scene. David Bell died on the way to the hospital. The driver is still being treated at Boston Medical Center. Today, grief counselors will be at the school. The public is also invited to attend a service that they're having. It's at St. James Church in Stoughton tonight at 6:30. Well, the Billboard Music Awards were last night, and host of the show, Kelly Clarkson, kicked it off with an emotional speech about the shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas.
They also wanted me to do a moment of silence, and I'm so sick of moment of silence. Like, God, it's not working. So why don't we not do a moment of silence? Why don't we do a moment of action? Why don't we do a moment of change? Why don't we change what's happening? Because it's horrible.
Well, Janet Jackson performed, basically showed everyone why she was receiving the Icon Award, and her speech addressed her support for women.
It's a moment when, at long last, women have made it clear that we will no longer be controlled, manipulated, or abused.
Well, as far as winners, Ed Sheeran's wins included top artist, top male artist. Taylor Swift won top female artist. Khalid won top new artist. Kendrick Lamar picked up top streaming artist, male rap artist, and rap album. Bruno Mars' awards included top R&B artist and R&B male artist. SZA won R&B female artist, and Cardi B picked up rap female artist. And if you want to see all of the winners and pictures from the Billboard Music Awards, you can go to hot969boston.com. Well, when you have Beyonce money, you have everything you could possibly want. What do you buy? A church. Beyonce just bought a church in New Orleans that's close to where her sister Solange lives.
You can do that?
Yes, you can. I mean, it's a building.
I mean, but
so she's buying the building.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, you could buy the church, the like priest, the nuns.
Pastor,
right,
like,
yeah.
What are the people that go there?
Well, yeah. That's the thing. All the members of the church have passed on, so the building hasn't been used for a while, so she bought the building.
I see.
We have no idea what she's planning on doing with the church, but fun fact, there was actually a Beyonce mass that was held a few weeks ago at a church in San Francisco. So.
Meryl thought you could buy the deacon.
Yo, that's what I thought. I was like, hold on a second, like, are you the priest boss now? Like, you can tell how to run things?
And Deadpool 2 has dethroned Avengers Infinity War.
Yes!
It made $125 million domestically, $301 million globally. Avengers came in second with $28.7 million. Alrighty, as Melissa with the juice.
Okay, well, it looks like John Cena crying on national TV may have worked. He was spotted out and about with Nikki Bella this weekend, leading many to believe that they are back together. John went down to San Diego, apparently, where Nikki's staying, to see her. They went for a walk. They went for a coffee. And this is just one day after Nikki told People magazine that they have been talking and taking steps toward a reconciliation.
That breakup lasted about a week and a half.
Right. Well,
but the way we talked about it, he thought it was like 6 months.
Right. And just enough, too, for the premiere of Total Bellas, which was last night. So right. I'm smelling PR stunt. Celebrity chef Mario Batali facing a second allegation of rape at another one of his restaurants. A Texas woman claims back in 2004 she was drinking at the bar in Babo in Manhattan around 2 a.m. when she went upstairs to use the bathroom. Next thing she said she remembers is Batali on top of her having sex with her, and she was physically helpless. The NYPD are investigating, and all this comes a year or after a woman claims that Batali drugged her and raped her a year later in 2005 at another one of his restaurants. Batali has denied that claim but has yet to comment on this most recent claim. And Tierra Marie has hired attorney Lisa Bloom to investigate who leaked her sex tape. Now, she swears it was her ex, but Akbar Abdul Ahad says it most definitely was not him.
She know I didn't do it. You know, I know I didn't do it. And the person, it will be revealed. Like, you're going to realize who it was. It was a woman who did it.
It was a woman who did it. So he said he knows who did it. He said Tierra even knows who did it. It was definitely a woman. And he even insinuates that Tierra herself may have been behind the whole thing. And he has lawyered up and says that, you know, he will get to the bottom of exactly what happened. So we'll find out soon enough.
Probably so, because this is the most we've been talking about Tierra.
Right. I mean, even with her being on Love and Hip Hop. Right. So here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Sox, they beat the O's 5-0 to take 3 out of 4 games in the series. Vegas, Golden Knights advance to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first season as an NHL team. They're the second team in NHL history to do this. They'll play the winner out of Washington and Tampa Bay series. Game 6 is tonight, 8 p.m. Tampa Bay leads that series 3-2. The Golden State Warriors, they destroyed the Rockets last night, 126-85. They lead that series by 2-1. And Celtics Cavs tonight, 8:30. Celtics lead 2-1 in this series. I tell you, they have to win this series. But if they do happen to win this game, if they happen to lose this game, it's got to be a close game, because if they get clapped like the other night, it's going to be a long series. I still think they're going to win it in 7. But if they can win tonight, this series will go 5 games. And that is your sports.
Sunny and warm today. 76 for your high. It'll be mostly clear tonight. 57 for your low. And cloudy with a slight chance of rain tomorrow. 68 for your high. Currently 57 degrees. This report made hot by New England Honda dealers.